It's Virginia Swanson with this segment of Perfect Health Today.
Hi, I'm Virginia Swanson, health and wellness expert and author of Diabetes Diet. I am here today to speak with you about acid control. Many of us have acid in our everyday lives and ignore it. We think if we just ignore it, it'll eventually go away. Or maybe if we drink a little bit of milk or have some ice cream, it'll stop hurting or stop burning. This is something that we have to really look at because acid causes a lot of damage in the body, much more than anybody realizes. There's Tums, there's all different types of medications out there, Rolaids, Prilosec, Tagamet, that you can take, Alka-Seltzer. These are all great things to take immediately for problems to stop it, but you really want to get your body into a situation where you're not having all of this excess acid. Part of the first ways that you want to do this is you want to start off by trying to treat it naturally, if possible. If you already have a bad problem with it, where you're feeling burning in your throat or in your stomach, those situations, of course, you want to start off with the more, with the stronger antacids, which would be like Prilosec or Tagamet. If you have a mild case, you can start off trying to use what I like to use is papaya pills. I like the original flavor, but they come in different flavors. But those, what you want to do is anytime you feel acid, take 3 or 4 and just continue that throughout the day. The first few days, you may have to take 40 or 50 pills a day. That's okay. It's not going to hurt you. It's 100% papaya. It's natural to your body, and it's not going to interfere with any other medications that you might be taking. And it's a very easy way to eliminate acid. The second thing you can do is if you are in an area that have coconuts, you can buy coconuts. They're usually about $1 a piece, and you can drill a hole through one of the eyes and get the some people call it water, some people call it milk. I'll call it today coconut water. So you're going to drain that water out and taste it to make sure it's sweet. If it's sour, just throw it out. That means the coconut is bad. But if it's sweet, go ahead and drink that. If you do that once a day, that's going to help curb the acid in your body dramatically. And coconut's very good for you as well. It helps rebuild cells and things like that. And that brings me to my next subject, which is acid actually damages cells and causes them to die. Now, when your cells are dying, what happens is they let off more acid. So as your body is trying to heal and you have all of this acid in your body, what ends up happening is it starts a snowball effect. So some cells die, they let off acid, then more cells die and they let off more acid. And the only way to stop that snowball from happening is by putting something in your body that cuts the acid. Now there's two different types of acid. There's body acid and there's uric acid. Right now we're just talking about body acid. We'll talk about uric acid in a few minutes. Some of the strongest alkaline things that you can take are calcium, magnesium, and potassium. Now, when your body has a large amount of acid in it and it doesn't have enough calcium, magnesium, and potassium in it, what ends up happening is the acid starts to attack your joints and your bones, causing arthritis. So if you have a problem with arthritis or you're starting to have a problem with arthritis, which would be like if you're trying to get up and your bone or your joint hurts, that's a sign of arthritis. Same thing with your hands. If you're having a hard time moving your hands without having pain, or you notice that you have a little redness in your joint area, those are all signs of arthritis. In those cases, you want to make sure that you're taking large amounts of calcium, magnesium, and potassium in your diet or as supplements. The mild alkaline foods are fruits, vegetables, berries, broccoli, and spinach. And then your most acidic foods are meat, fish, eggs, and cheese. So you can check that out. If you want a list of everything, you can see that list in my book, which is Diabetes Diet, and it's not just for diabetes. It's for diabetes, heart disease, and cancer. I go through all those subjects. And if you get that, if you do want to purchase the book, you can go over to my website, which is curediabetestoday.com. And you can purchase it right there. I do offer a 30-day money-back guarantee, so if you're not happy with the contents of the book or you were looking for something different, we'll be happy to give you your money back. There's the other acid I wanted to speak to you about is called uric acid. Uric acid is something that a lot of people don't think about. They think that acid is all in one category, and in a way it is, but uric acid is more of a problem because it affects the kidneys. And a lot of people get kidney have kidney issues or have kidney failure simply because they're not eliminating the uric acid out of their bodies. There are really only a few things that do eliminate the uric acid out of the body, and those are in the berry family. Black cherry is one of the best that you can have. Then the second best is blueberry. If you take lemon, that also helps to remove the uric acid out of the body. So there are a few things that you can take that will help do that. But for anybody that's having gout or joint arthritis, the main cause of that arthritis is uric acid. So you really want to get on some sort of cherry or blueberry or lemon regimen to eliminate that out of your body. A lot of doctors will say, well, stop eating protein. If you stop eating protein, then you'll have less uric acid. That's really, it does help, but it doesn't really solve the problem. A better way to handle it is to just add black cherry into your life, or blueberries, or lemon. If you do one of those three, that will help eliminate the extra uric acid out of your body so that your kidneys can function properly. Even people that have kidney failure can do that. They can start on the black cherry juice or just straight black cherries, whichever they prefer. And then there's something that I recommend that's called NutriWest Core Level Kidney. That is an absolute awesome supplement for anybody that is having to deal with kidney issues. That helps build the kidneys back up, and even though kidneys do not regenerate, you can strengthen them, and that is one way to do that. Some of the other diseases that go along with acid are, one of them is called Barrett's, which is a condition in the esophagus. And basically, it's caused by repeated acid exposure from the stomach. It damages the color and the composition of the esophagus cells. Basically, this is a situation where somebody has let their acid go too far. This is one of the reasons why you never want to look at acid as something that shouldn't be dealt with. It's very important to stop all acidity in the body. You want to have a pH balanced body. The reason why you want to have a pH balanced body is because disease cannot grow in a pH environment. That's very important for people to understand. It's not just acid. When you have acid in your body, your whole body is off balance. So it's very important to bring it into a pH balance so that disease cannot get a foothold in your body. The other thing is colitis. When you have a large amount of acid in your body, you can actually have a situation where you get a disease called colitis, which is inflammation of the large intestine, which is the colon. There's two types of colitis. The first one is a mucus colitis. The second one is an ulcerative colitis, which is where you actually have a hole in your intestine. So you really, these are additional diseases that are caused from acid. If you don't have any of these, that's great. That means that you haven't let it go that far. But if you do have these types of diseases, they can be reversed by bringing your body back into balance. Again, I can't stress enough, try to do it naturally. If you have to take the other medication, that's fine. Go ahead and take it for 2 or 3 or 4 weeks, maybe even 2 months. But after that two-month period, you want to stop taking it. And the reason why is if you do not, your body will get into a situation where it doesn't know how to fight acid any longer because it's so used to depending on those drugs to help get rid of the acid. And there's all different kinds of ways that you can eliminate acid out of your body. You can take the papaya pills. You can do the coconut milk. You can take extra magnesium. You can take extra potassium, say that you have a banana during the day. You can take extra calcium. There's a lot of different ways that you can stop the acid from forming in your body. The other thing that you can do is diet. If you stop eating protein with carbohydrates, you can reduce the acid in your body. Carbohydrates and proteins, when they're eaten together, create a large amount of acid in the body. The other thing is fruit. You always want to eat fruit 15 minutes before you eat a meal. And the reason why is fruit sometimes will have an acidic reaction to food. So as long as you eat your fruit about 15 minutes or drink your fruit about 15 minutes before your meal, you're not going to have that problem. If you do those simple diet changes, that's going to help a lot. The other thing is oils. Polyunsaturated fats and monounsaturated fats cause a lot of inflammation in the body. So it's very important that you eliminate those out of your diet. Monounsaturated fats, you can have 10% in your diet. Polyunsaturated fats is zero. The main fats that you should be including in your body are saturated fats. Those are heat stable, and they, when they go in the body, they do not cause inflammation. So if you do those things, I think you're going to be doing very well, and I hope that this segment has helped you. It's been nice speaking with you. Have a great day.